So, I'm Mary Schluckis. I have a Rebbe, my Nafki Rebbe used to charge us a quarter. We lost the place. No. A little short on cash. So pay attention. I'm Mary Schluckis says, Zaisa Maris, you see from here, Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. That you see from here that Mitzvahs need Kavanah. We see from where? This question we just asked. Why does the person have to eat the lettuce twice? If you already ate the lettuce during Karpas, so why does he have to eat it a second time? We see from here that mitzvahs need kavanah. That mitzvahs need intention. When you do the mitzvah, you have to have in mind to be able to the mitzvah of that mitzvah that you're doing. So the person who's eating lettuce, he has to have in mind to be able to the mitzvah of Mar. Let's just continue that Mar explains itself. But over here, Kivan de lo v'idan, since not at the time, chiyuva de mar hu de avalei, since you're not eating it at the time of mar, when are you eating this lettuce? All the way back before the matzah, you're eating it at the time of karpas. So you're not eating at the time when a person normally eats, or even is supposed to eat, mar. Bari v'bari priya adam hu de avalei, and he's only making a bari priya adam. What does the Gemara mean? He's making a bari priya adama. Of course he makes a bari priya adama. You don't make a bari priya adama on a vegetable. The Gemara means he's only making a bari priya adama as opposed to... Alfi Lasmar. That you just made a bari priya adama, and you didn't make an Alfi Lasmar. Therefore, since the person's eating karpas, eating the lettuce during karpas, it's before the time he's supposed to be eating mar. Because he hasn't yet eaten the matzah, and we said, the panel said, a matzah tomorrow, but a chalula has to be after the matzah. He's only making a bari priya adama because he's not trying to eat mar now. Now is not the right time for mar, it's too early. So therefore, tilma, maybe, lo achav in the mar, it's a good possibility. Maybe he's not intending to be able to the mitzvah of mar, even though he ate the lettuce, which works for mar. But he wasn't intending to be able to the mitzvah of mar. Hilka, therefore, bari mahadil bule l'shemar. There he has to dip a second time, he has to eat mar again. The Gemara Reish Lakish answers the question as follows. The reason why the Mishnah says that he has to eat lettuce a second time is because when you do a mitzvah, you have to intend to be up to the mitzvah. I haven't heard from you yet. Pay attention. The reason why you have to eat the second time is because the first time when you make the karpas, you didn't intend to be up to the mitzvah of mar. So, since you intend to be yotze the mitzvah of Mara, you're not going to be yotze because mitzvah srichos kavana again means that when you do a mitzvah, you have to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah that you're doing. When you eat the lettuce, you have to be in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Mara. So therefore, you have to eat a second time. Same thing, a person, this is not any mitzvah. A person picks up a lulav, he doesn't know what a lulav is, he doesn't know what an esrog is, he's not from, he comes to the shul, he picks up a lulav and esrog, says, what's this? So, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah according to Reish Lakish. Because when you do a mitzvah, you have to know that you're doing it for the purpose of doing the mitzvah. The Isa Kedaiva, because if you hold. The Isa Kedaiva, because if you hold the mitzvah, doesn't mean Kavana. Why do you have to dip twice? I mean, why do you have to eat a second time? Vatavalei Chodesh, and you ate the Maharet. You ate the mar the first time. You ate the lettuce when you're doing karpas. If you hold the mitzvah, doesn't need kavanah. That as long as you did, you shook the lulav. You ate the mar, you ate the lettuce. As long as you did the action right, doesn't really do with what you're thinking. So why does the Mishnah say that if he ate lettuce for karpas, he's got to eat lettuce a second time? He was already yotzei the mitzvah when he ate lettuce the first time. So it must be that mitzvahs need kavanah. Gar? So the Gemara answers, no. Mima. What's your proof? Dilma loylam. What's the next word, Ben? Mitzvah. Oh. Loylam mitzvahs ain't srichos kavanah. Really, mitzvahs do not need kavanah. Udekavar trei tibuli lamali. And that which you said that why do you have to eat a second time? You already ate the lettuce the first time. Ki hei ki lahave keir l'tinokros. In order that there should be a recognition, there should be something that arouses the children to ask a question. So the Gemara says back up. No. Really, the first time when you ate the lettuce, even though you didn't have a mar, you really were yotzei the mitzvah. Because really, mitzvahs do not need kavod. You don't have to have a mind to be able to miss. So why do you have to eat lettuce a second time? Shlomi? Why do you have to eat a second time?
Because you have to eat a second time because you
already
answered the first time.
Okay. You just proved you weren't paying attention. Now come on. Now pay attention. Why? I'm going to need you later. What? Iron? Why?
So the children would ask.
Okay, so now the Gemara has two possibilities as to explain the mission. One possibility is the reason why you have to eat a second time is because the first time you didn't intend to shame mitzvah, and mitzvahs need. The second shot of the Gemara says, not a riot. Really, mitzvahs do not need kavanah. The reason why you have to eat another time is whether the children should ask. I don't really understand that. What's the second possibility? Really, the children have to eat again in order to get them to ask. One second. When we ate the lettuce the first time, the karpas the first time, were the children asking?
No, but they're asking.
What did you call that? Yes, Tom?
Well, yeah, that's before the suda.
Oh, they asked because it was before the suda. So why we want them to eat again now? You already got them to ask already.
But they're asking again, why are we...
I don't mean... The shutters, if they finally walk out, then they're going to hang it. It'll be too late. Yes?
Because they're going to be interested even more. They're going to have to get...
Okay, fine. It's not bad. There are problems with it, but not going to now. But fine, they'll say that we want them to ask again. We want to do as much as we get them to ask, we'll get them to ask. Meaning, they'll have a question beforehand. Why do you eat the lettuce? Tati, why do you eat the lettuce before the suda? You're supposed to eat the vegetables afterwards. And then the little child sees him eating the vegetables again, say, why are you doing it twice? Why are you doing it again? So we want as much questions as we can get out of the children. Okay. Let's for a minute, okay, that's the Gemara, now we're basically going to go outside, okay? Let's for a minute think. We have a machlokes. The Gemara says two possibilities, okay? The Gemara says later it's machlokes tanayim. So solid machlokes tanayim, whether mitzvahs need kavana or mitzvahs do not need kavana. Do mitzvahs need intention? When you do a mitzvah, do you have to have a mind to be able to the mitzvah? Or even if you had no intention to be able to the mitzvah, you didn't realize it was a mitzvah, you're still going to be able to. That's the shot. So I'd like for you guys to tell me, what do you think? Well, I learned a Gemara, you learn a Gemara, it's a machlokes. You're supposed to try to think, what would I think? What makes sense to me? There's no psuk in broad, as far as I know, that tell us mitzvahs need kavana, mitzvahs don't need kavana. I don't know any psukim over here. It seems that it's a logical machlokes. So we have to think what our small minds think of that. I want you guys to think for a minute before you raise your hand. And think what would you have said? What makes more sense to you? Mitzvah should need kavana, mitzvah not need kavana, both make sense, I don't know. You don't even have to raise your hand because I know your hands are already raised. I'm just kidding. Good, Rita. Anyone? Think. You have to have something to say. The mayor, which is trying to get someone else. Penny? David? You have an opinion on that? Anyone with an opinion? Schlein. Yes? Seth, yes?
I think that you shouldn't get along.
Why?
Because, like, the example, like, the guy's one was doing, he's putting it, so it's like, not really good at all.
He's Shagula.
Alright, he didn't know what he's doing.
But he's Shagula. Explain a little more.
Yeah, you have to know what you're doing before you do it.
Why? Why do you know what you're doing? You shook a
loop. If you
hear
somebody else, who does the same thing?
Yeah,
if you know what's missing, you know what you're doing. So it's more, you have more.
Okay, I know what you want to say. Good, Slimy. One second. Yechiel, I haven't heard from you in a long time. What would you say? The mitzvahs need kavanah or not? What makes sense to you? Why?
If you're not knowing what you're doing, you're not
coming
out
of
it.
Let me ask you a question. A person ate tray. And he didn't realize it was tray. Is he ever not there?
No.
Yeah. No, he's not?
Is he is.
He is,
because he wasn't careful.
He has to do chuva again. He's not on purpose. But.
Okay, but it's different here.
Remember what happened? Rule of the remembering something?
No, I'm saying here.
Here. Oh, that's good here. Now, this is my focus, is in Shas, not just here. Okay. Let me say what Shlaim is saying, and then let's see if there are many people that can argue that would argue with Shlaim himself. Shlaim will tell me if I'm wrong. This is not what he meant. I think the svar is what I think Shlaim is saying, what makes sense to me, is that the reason why mitzvahs would need kavana is because what's a mitzvah? Mitzvah means it's a commandment of Hashem. The purpose of a mitzvah, you know, it's nice that we shook the lulav, but the purpose of mitzvah is to come to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to come to serve Hashem. So the guy got lucky, takes a lulav, he wants to play baseball, he takes a lulav, he takes an esrog, he wants to play baseball, guys. He has no idea what a lulav and esrog are. So what he did do, what did he do already? The mitzvah is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to serve Hashem. That's what makes a mitzvah. If you're not serving Hashem with a mitzvah, if you have no intention to serve Hashem, to do it for Hashem, so it's worthless what you're doing.
Also, Hashem will feed you, like,
yeah. No, you have to pick it up. What's it worth? That's what you mean to say? Great.
As long as you mean to do good to Hashem, to show him that you want to do it, even though you don't know what it is, it's still good.
Okay, can anyone tell me why? So then we shlug the other Madama. We're a problem. What about the other Madama? What's he going to say? What about the one that says Mitzvah Zanani Kavan? What's he going to say? He's stuck. Shlug down. So someone save Shat.
Said,
all you have to say is say something, yeah?
You said, do it. So
it's
just like different.
Good, Shlomi, unbelievable. Wow. So Shlomi says like this, that it's true, it's very, very important when you do a mitzvah to have in mind to serve Hashem. But when Hashem gave the mitzvah, it's sort of like there's an intrinsic thing here. When you shake a lulav, Hashem says to shake a lulav. If you shook a lulav, you shook a lulav. The person touches fire, he gets burnt. If you shook a lulav, you shook a lulav. The fact that you didn't have intention to serve Hashem, even though it's important, definitely is important, but that's not an ingredient, it's not a condition. It's not an ingredient in the performance of the mitzvah. If you did it, you did. So that's my focus, but I think it's very understandable. Do you see that part of a mitzvah, part of a performance of a mitzvah, is the serving Hashem? That's part of doing a mitzvah, having mind to serve Hashem. If you don't have mind to serve Hashem, it's worthless, it's not a mitzvah. Or do you say no? A mitzvah, the definition of mitzvah is not, doesn't need your intention to serve Hashem. The mitzvah can stand on its own. If you shook the lulav, you shook the lulav, I don't care what you had in mind, you got a mind for peace. That's the first one. Okay. Very good. Time. Think. Can anyone try to answer? Let me just give you a little hint, help here. If you want to answer a question, just think about this point. We're making a comparison. You have to, anytime you have a kasha like this, look at what we're comparing and try to think of the difference. We're comparing two points. If you hold mitzvah shrivas kavana, then mitzvah need kavana, right? And you're not mechaber to be yotzei the mitzvah tefillin, with the second pair. You're not over the isra of tefillin. So Zogt HaKuri Eben, I want to make a comparison. So too, if you hold mitzvahs do not need kavana, so too, if I'm mechaber not to be yotzei the mitzvah tefillin, so there too, I won't be over the Isra Baltos. Very Kishmak comparison. He's comparing whether you hold Mitzvah Tzrikos Kavana and I'm not Mechaber, I don't have the mind to be over the Mitzvah Tzor, I'm not over the Isra Baltos. So too, Fractal to Re'evan, if you hold Mitzvah Tzunani Kavana and I'm Mechaber not to be over, I should also not be over the Isra Baltos. Must be, and such is wrong, it must be, it doesn't help to have in mind not to be over. Can someone think of a difference between the answer to Rebbe's Kach? Think of a difference between whether you hold mitzvahs tzrikos kavana and you're not mechavi, and whether you hold mitzvahs do not be kavana and you're mechavi not. Can anyone think of the difference between the two? Alright. You want to be a rabbi guy, you better think.
Maybe it's
probably about.
Okay,
here's the story. Far down. $5 question, someone, no, size, oh shit, and their bank.
It is talking about making a bracha.
I already hinted to the Taras before. Maybe it's just a bit, I hinted to the Rashi already. Yes?
Maybe it's talking about that it's making a bracha. That you have to, that want to make a bracha. That's fine.
What do you mean, Aaron?
Okay, what do you mean?
Is the question there? Everybody with me? Chess, you with me? You have a tires? Tav, do you want to try? He answered. Come on.
Say hand out.
What?
I'm sure there's probably, I mean, you have no proof. Tyson would just say that you can't say
that. There you go. Okay. We're ending, better. We're ending with this. All right, guys, this is it. I'm gonna give you a time. You know what's ready? It's ready, everybody. Just stop.
All right.
Okay. Do you guys want to hear? Okay. Listen. Okay. Let's sing the title.
Putting on two crazy children and only getting missed for one. Why would anybody do that? So what's the problem?
We're talking about a person that he's stuck. He's in the desert. He's in the field, and he sees filament. One pair is allowed to wear because we hold it. They're going allowed to wear filament. Now he wants to wear a second pair because he doesn't want the tone to get ruined. But he can't because his initial balkos. So Gemara says, again, if you hold mitzvahs benayim kavana, he's not allowed to wear the second pair of tone because he's going to be over the iser balkos. Frankly, to Riyadin, why? If he has in mind not to be yotzei, right? Then he shouldn't be over the iser balkos because he's not doing something which works for a mitzvah. Because when you have in mind not to be yotzei, you're not yotzei. But let's say he has a mind, but I have an advice for him. Give him an advice. Tell him, have in mind not to be yotzei. It's a simple advice. He doesn't have to leave the stone hanging there.
Why can't you just carry it?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. I can't afford to tell you this. Okay, let me tell you this.
Why can't you just carry it back?
Everyone can't wait. The Torah is fine. The Torah is very, very simple. Okay? But don't worry. It's not so simple. I would have been quite impressed. The answer is as follows. The Torah Avin didn't say this, but we're not going to discuss why he didn't say it. But a lot of Achronim say this terrorist is not my own terrorist. You know, we'll explain it as follows. Rabbi Chanan says it, Shlomo Haim, and all the Achronim argue with the Torah Avin as follows. So it is. We said again that if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that mitzvah needs kavana, and you wear the second pair of tefillin, and you don't have the mind to be over the mitzvah of tefillin, you're not over the mitzvah of baltos. Why not? Why not over the mitzvah of baltos? You're wearing a second pair of tefillin. Why is it that you're not over the mitzvah of baltos when you wear that second pair of tefillin and you don't have the mind to be over the mitzvah? Well, why is you wearing two pairs of tefillin? Why are you not over the mitzvah of baltos?
Mitzvah
saying,
tzrichas.
Okay, you raise your hand. Yeah?
Mitzvah tzrichas kavana.
Okay, but we're talking about baltos here. We're talking about adding to the Torah. We're not discussing whether you're yotzei the mitzvah with the second pair. You're definitely getting a mitzvah with the second pair. Discussion is whether you're over this or about Tyson.
Well, in your head, you think to yourself, you're not being yotzei.
Rebbe knows the Shiva knows the terrorism. Yeah.
You're not trying to do the mitzvah at all. Like, you think to yourself.
So what? Well, might you add it to the Torah? You wore two pairs of film. You add it to the Torah.
So. If you're looking at two of them and you're looking to see which one you want to buy and you're shaking them, what? Adding to the mitzvah?
I'm stuck, yes, I don't know. You shouldn't have woken up that late. You did this before. The answer
okay,
is. Okay, the explanation is. Okay. The explanation is.
You might see
the good memory. Good. The answer is this. The answer is like this. Baal Tosef is to add to the Torah. Is to do an extra performance of a mitzvah. To do an extra action of a mitzvah. If you hold mitzvah strikas kavana, if you hold mitzvah needs kavana, and you're not a chavit to be yotzei, so you didn't do a mitzvah at all. You didn't do something that is a mitzvah. It's like playing, if you play baseball with a lulav and asr. You're not doing a mitzvah with a lulav and asr. You're playing baseball with a lulav and asr. If a person took a half a lulav, a person took a half a tzil, is he ever called Tyson? No, because they're not doing something that's another mitzvah. It doesn't have appearance of a mitzvah. Because when you take a second pair of tefillin, one second, and you don't have in mind to be able to the mitzvah, that's like taking a half a pair of tefillin. There's something fundamentally wrong, there's something fundamentally missing in your action. It doesn't represent, it doesn't have the surah of an act of a mitzvah. Because when you don't have in mind to be able to the mitzvah, you're playing baseball with the little mask. You're carrying the film. It's not a mitzvah. To be over Bal Tosef, you've got to do something which would qualify normally. Something that has the appearance of a Maisa Mitzvah, which has ingredients necessary in a Maisa Mitzvah. But, if you hold mitzvahs, so it's like taking a half a pair of film. It's like you cut the film in half. You don't know this about those if you wear a second half. Because it's not something that works for a mitzvah. It's not something that is an act of a mitzvah. But if you hold mitzvahs, they ain't shrivas kavanah. If you hold mitzvahs that don't need kavanah. You can go to the mitzvah even if you don't have kavanah. And you have intention not to be yotzeh. And you have intention, I'm not going to be yotzeh. So the Talmud says it's tomorrow. You can't be yotzeh against your will. You don't want credit for a kavanah. But is there something missing in your action? Is there something missing in your action that this says, oh, you didn't do an act of a mitzvah? When you have a mind not to be able to believe in Esther, could you all miss the same shrivas kavanah? There's nothing missing in your action. You did a regular nice shaking of believe in Esther. Perfect. Just, there's a problem. You told Hashem, I don't want credit for it. Fine. You don't get credit for it when it comes to the mitzvah and sukkahs. But Bal Taisit, it is, you added to the Torah. Just because you wouldn't have gotten the mitzvah for it because you didn't have a mind, that doesn't save you from Bal Taisit. L'maisa, you did, so you added to the Torah. You took two pairs of tefillin. Oh, the second pair, I don't want to be yotzeh. Guys, remember, that second pair wasn't a mitzvah anyways. That second pair was not a mitzvah anyways. The point is that you did something that has the ingredients of a mitzvah. So if you didn't have, if you don't have mitzvah, and you have, don't have the mind to be yotzeh, so that's like you didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't do something that has the quality of a mitzvah. It's like taking a half a lulav. It's like taking a half a pair of tefillin. So that's not Bal Tosef, because you didn't do something that's a mitzvah. But if your whole mitzvah ain't shrivas kavanah, and you have a mind not to be yotzeh, it's not something lacking in the action, there's nothing missing in your performance of the mitzvah, there's nothing missing in that second pair of tefillin. Happens to be, there's a side problem. Happens to be, you're not going to get credit for it. But remember, guys, we're not talking about getting credit for over here. We're talking about the artist of Bal Tosef. For the Isra Bal Taisif, it's good enough. There's nothing wrong with the Isra Bal Taisif. You did a full-fledged act of the seventh challenge. There's nothing lacking in your action. So, immediately, are the Isra Bal Taisif? You hear? No, not smiling. One more time. Anyone get it? Anyone hear what we're saying? Good. One more time. If a person wears a second pair of tefillin, okay, and you hold mitzvahs need kava, and he doesn't have in mind to be yotzeh the mitzvah of tefillin, okay. The reason why it's not over the Isra Bal Tosef is because when you put on the second pair of tefillin, an act, by definition, what's the definition of putting on tefillin? If you hold mitzvah shrivas kavanah, what's the definition of a mitzvah of putting on tefillin? The definition of the mitzvah of putting on tefillin is having in mind to seek Hashem. Having in mind to yotzeh the mitzvah. So if you're lacking that ingredient, you're lacking in the act of the mitzvah. You're lacking the essential act. It's like taking half a pair. It's like taking half a tefillin. It's like cutting the box in half. It's totally lacking. So it's not Bal Tosef because you're not adding a mitzvah of the Torah. You're adding something which is not a mitzvah. But you don't have in mind. It's worthless. It's worthless when you don't have in mind. But if you hold mitzvahs, do not need kavanah. And I'm mechaveh not to be yotzeh. Is it because there's something lacking in my action? Something lacking in the performance of the mitzvah? No. The mitzvah you did perfect. But you told Hashem, I don't want credit for it. Okay, you don't get credit. But Bal Tosef is not an issue of getting credit for the mitzvah. Bal Tosef is you're not allowed to add to the Torah. By wearing that second pair of tefillin, even if you don't want to be yotzeh the mitzvah now, but l'maisa you added to the Torah. You did a full-fledged action of a performance of a mitzvah. If it would have been during the week, you wouldn't have got credit for it. But that's just a solid reason. Because you can't be yotzeh against your will. But not because there's something lacking in the action, there's something lacking in that second pair of tefillin. But if you don't miss the shrivas kavanah, and you don't have the right to be yotzeh, there's something missing in the tefillin. Something missing in your performance of the mitzvah. So therefore you're not over this about those. Only over there you're not over those. So Tosis in Sukkah stands. Tosis in Sukkah that says that if you're not allowed to be yotzeh, you're not yotzeh against your will. Tosis is not shlugged up. Okay, guys, this is over the break.